You're listening to ThoughtCast. I'm Jenny Atiyah, and I'm speaking with Sue Gardner, who's the head of CBC.ca. That would be the website of the CBC. What is the difference between your site and, for example, NPR's site?
What we do is our website is about 70% news, and that's text-based news, which is different, I think, from NPR. NPR is a very, very audio-heavy website. And because we're a television company, our site, we are television and radio as Canada's public broadcaster, and so that's different from NPR, too. So we have a lot more video material, obviously, than they do as well.
I was just speaking with Paul Brannan, who was your co-panelist earlier at the Integrated Media Conference here in Boston, and the BBC website is this enormous concept.
Paul Brannan makes me laugh out loud all the time because the BBC is such a gorilla, right? So when I come and I talk to the American public broadcasters, they're so decentralized and there are so many different organizations that to them the CBC seems pretty big because they have 500 different entities, I think. And so we have one. So our one is bigger than any one of their 500, which just stands to reason. But when I talk to the BBC, they make me laugh out loud because they have so much money. And we like to imagine them rolling around in their piles of cash, you know? So I never like to compare the BBC and the CBC.
What do you still want to do with CBC.ca?
We have a lot left to do. Where we are now is we're the dominant news media website in Canada. We're the biggest one, the most popular one, which is great. But we need to be more than that. Our mandate as a company, which is not unusual for public broadcasters, public media companies, it's pretty typical, is to inform, enlighten, and entertain Canadians. So we're doing a pretty good job of informing them. I hope that sometimes we enlighten them. We're not really entertaining them very much yet. I think we need to do that. So what we want to do over the next year or so is we want to do a big expansion of sports online because there's a huge appetite for that. A lot of people are really interested in it. It's a need that we're meeting. We have a pretty good sports section, but I think we can do a lot more in that realm. And we also want to do a lot more experimentation around entertainment because we think, you know, our audience right now is older for a web audience, which makes sense because as a public media company, we tend to skew old, right? But we're really not serving as well as we wish that we were. We're serving the kids okay, but like most public media companies, we've got that gap in the middle. So we really want to experiment and do some things around 18 to 35. That kind of window would be our next step. Also, we want to launch a media player, which everybody is doing. We want to launch our pale, cheap version of the BBC's rich, lovely, feature-laden media player. And we also want to do a lot more with Web 2.0 tools, which everyone is working towards, social networking tools. We have some ability to do some of that, but we want to do a whole lot more, because obviously that's core to our mission as a public broadcaster, is to have a dialogue with Canadians and enable them to have a dialogue with each other. And that's something clearly the net can do in a way that nobody else can.
You mentioned that the mission is to inform, enlighten, and entertain. Here in the U.S., it's no secret that most people won't watch anything that might be informative, but that's not entertaining. Mm-hmm. People are trying here to be both informative and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Some of us think that that's called dumbing down.
Yeah.
Do you see a solution to this problem?
Yeah, I don't see those things as incompatible at all myself. I have never had the concern about dumbing down, which maybe means I'm dumb. But I've never had that concern. I think it's a false polarizing. I think it's untrue. We at CBC launched an arts journalism website about 2 years ago now, and as a company, we struggle a lot, and I'm sure this is true of the companies in the States too, and I know it's true of the BBC, and it's also interestingly true of Slate Magazine. But we struggle with arts and culture. We don't tend, as a company, CBC, to apply the same standards to arts and culture that we do to other areas, right? We have different standards, such as all that stuff is stupid, is like one of the standards we sometimes use. You know, that like anything popular is dumb. That's not true, you know? I mean, there are really interesting stories to be told about all the whole realm of arts and culture. There's no need for us to, in effect, the metaphor I used to use was like chop off our left arm and say that whole sections of the world are not for discussion. I mean, I think you can have a really interesting conversation about the enduring popularity of the crime drama shows. You know, reality TV, the advent of reality TV, I don't dismiss reality TV. I think there's some very interesting reality television. If you look at what the safest example for us to talk about is the BBC. If you look at some of the stuff the BBC's done, it's been fantastic. So I think we tend to be weirdly dismissive of a lot of popular culture in a very strange way. And I don't know why we're like that, but I think it's wrong. I think it's completely wrong. I think there's all kinds of interesting things going on in the world, and I can't understand why we would not want to be relevant.
Last question. Why is it safer to talk about British?
because it's not okay to say that anything that Fox does is all right. You know what I mean? It's just like, I find in Canada, I'm sure this is, well, maybe it's less true here, actually, but I find in Canada, we look to the BBC a lot, and if the BBC is doing it, we feel a lot more comfortable doing it. You know, I think that's just a convention in public broadcasting, because they are the gold standard, and anything they do can't be that bad.
Sue Gardner, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was really fun.